Attention, Race to Alaska, and random people in the restaurant. This is the part of the show where we're going to give away some fabulous parting gifts.
Race to Alaska co-founder Jake Beatty handed $10,000 cash nailed to a chunk of wood over to Team Mad Dog, a three-member crew that sailed the 750-mile course in just under 4 days on a catamaran with no shelter. Randy Miller is the captain of Team Mad Dog, and he thanked organizers on behalf of his crew, Ian Andrews and Colin Dunphy.
This is the nuttiest thing I've ever done, and it's awesome. I mean, it's the greatest race that I've ever even been close to, and it feels great to stand here with 10 large nailed to a piece of firewood.
Second prize went to Team Skiff Foundation Jungle Kitty, an 8-member crew that sailed to Ketchikan in a 44-foot mono hull with tandem bicycles on the back. They provided pedal power in case the wind died down. The second place prize is a set of steak knives.
And in the tradition of professionalism that is the Race to Alaska, the steak knives are stuck in traffic in Seattle right now and have missed their flight to Ketchikan. They'll be tomorrow.
Beatty did go to a local thrift store and bought a few placebo prizes for Team Jungle Kitty to tide them over until the knives arrived.
You have some corn on the cob holders. There's six of those. There's six of those. I have a curling iron and some ski goggles.
Jungle Kitty Captain Benjamin Glass said he and his crew had a great time racing to Alaska.
Thanks for the Race to Alaska experience. Hopefully we'll be back again. We loved every minute of it. And I hope that everybody else that's still coming has a successful trip and enjoys their trip as much as we did.
Before the awards ceremony, Team Mad Dog and 8th place Team Turnpoint Design sat together talking about their race experience. Mad Dog Captain Miller explained why he wanted to do the race.
I had a friend in the race last year, and I thought he was nuts. I thought he was going to die. He didn't die. He had a hell of a story. And I really wanted to be a part of it this year.
The Mad Dog strategy involved non-stop sailing. They did not sleep much, even though they were supposed to take sleep breaks, because there wasn't anywhere to sleep except a bivy sack on the exposed boat deck.
My fear was I was going to get thrown into the water, and then I'd have to somehow cut myself out of the bivy sack while upside down in the water. I slept with a knife in my hand.
Team Turnpoint Design crew members got a little more rest than Mad Dog, but Captain Brandon Davis, the boat's designer and owner, says he was too busy worrying about the boat.
I was constantly listening for little things to break and wondering what was going on out there, so I got really, like, barely any sleep at all.
So little that he ended up with an interesting hallucination.
Yeah, I thought there was a fourth person on the boat with us. Well, I didn't. It was funny, yeah. It's like the last day there, it was like, I wasn't talking to him or anything, but I was,
oh, yes,
I was like, there was someone there.
We thought you were.
The real 3-member crew of Team Turnpoint included Davis, Lucas Hurt, and Piper Dunlap. The imaginary 4th crew member has been named Felix. The boat Davis designed and built combined wind and pedal power, kind of like Team Jungle Kitty, but on a much smaller scale. Turnpoint's craft is a 24-foot catamaran and was the first small boat to finish the race. The mariners all agreed that the incentive to race had nothing to do with the prize money or even winning. Here's Miller again.
We were talking about that earlier. This is like the worst possible monetary investment that you could ever make. But we're making memories here and hopefully history too.
Dunlap from Team Turnpoint gave a shout-out to the crews still making their way up the coast to Ketchikan.
Even those who don't finish, in a way, just coming out and stepping up the plate and doing it, they're all winners.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.